The ABC can reveal the three surviving children of Australia's most notorious ISIS jihadi, Khalid Sharouf, have escaped the last brutal battle against Islamic State in Syria's south. They're being held at a sprawling refugee camp in the war-torn nation's country's north. The eldest daughter, who is in her late teens, is also pregnant with her third child. Dylan Welch from ABC Investigations reports.
There are more than 3,500 foreign children languishing among the 70,000 people interned at the Al-Hol camp in northeastern Syria.
There are lots of bombing. You can see people die in front of you.
Today, the ABC can reveal the surviving children of Australia's most infamous terrorist, Khalid Sharouf, are among them. Karen Nettleton is their maternal grandmother.
Zainab, Hude and Hamza, and the babies, are all in a refugee camp in Syria.
The three surviving children, Zainab, 16-year-old Hude and 8-year-old Hamza. With them are Zainab's two children under three, Aisha and Fatima. Zainab is also heavily pregnant with her third child. They've been orphaned since their father and two brothers, Abdullah and Zakawi, were killed in a US airstrike in 2017. Their mother, Tara, died from health complications in 2015.
I'm a bit worried about them being in the camp because there's a lot of sickness going around there. Hude's got a foot injury. She has no feeling in a foot, so it's very difficult for her to get around. And they're with other Australian and foreign fighters, and they shouldn't be in amongst all of that.
The UN estimates there are about 70,000 people interned at the Al-Hol camp, and about 90% of them are women and children. In early March, the three-week-old baby of Englishwoman Shamina Begum died at the camps because of the poor conditions. The Australian government, however, has been less than enthusiastic about helping Australian citizens who joined IS and their children return home.
They have to take responsibility for those decisions to join up with terrorists who are fighting Australia. Now, I'm not going to put any Australian at risk to try and extract people from those situations.
That is at odds with the wishes of the US government, who told the ABC in an emailed statement that despite the fact the children of IS parents are among the most vulnerable people in Syria, many foreign nations still decline to repatriate them. The statement continues, states should find solutions for their citizens and not look to others to solve the problem for them.
It's Dylan Welch reporting there.